For New Orleans, music is both a way of life and an industry. And like everyone who had to evacuate because of Katrina, the people who made up that industry are now scattered in different parts of the country. Some of them lost everything, including their instruments. And without their base of operations, many of them fear they'll be without income in the months to come. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
New Orleans' large, extended family of musicians has been trying to stay in touch through emails and websites. There's a photograph that's been making the rounds. It's of blues musician Vasti Jackson in his backyard in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. He's standing with his shiny red guitar, and behind him is a monstrous tree that almost looks like a slain dragon.
The huge tree that fell in the back actually fell from a neighbor's property, and it destroyed a rehearsal studio.
Vasti Jackson has seen hurricanes before. He survived Betsy and Camille, so he had more than enough experience to write Hurricane Season.
The air gets still, y'all, and the noonday turns to night. Yes, it does now. Sure, the air gets still. Day turns into night. You know the squirrels start acting crazy, and the birds, they won't take flight.
Vasti Jackson knows he's been very lucky with Katrina. His house and family are more or less okay, but it'll be hard for him to work for a while. He had quite a few gigs in New Orleans over the next couple of months that have been canceled. But for the moment, making music isn't his top priority.
Right now, I'm trying to get this tree out of my backyard.
Whenever you talk to someone that's part of the New Orleans music scene, they ask you if you've heard any news about such and such musician, or they're eager to tell you who they've heard from.
Lil Freddie King is fine. He's in Dallas. Henry Butler's fine. Mark Lindler's fine. Raymond Webber is fine. And these are just people that I'm hearing from. Thomas King is safe. Kurt Brunis. I have a lot of anxiety about a lot of people that I haven't heard from, honestly. People I've worked with for 20 years or more.
There are a few places to go to find information about musicians affected by Katrina. Sites like Tipitinas.com, run by the New Orleans Club, and AliveandPicking.com, run by a music historian, are giving status reports as the news comes in. These lists are a who's who of American roots music. Among the reports on these websites, Irma Thomas, the first one to sing the Rolling Stones hit Time Is On My Side, is okay, but her club, The Lion's Den, is said to be flooded. Singer Charmaine Neville, of the famous Neville family, had a harrowing experience trying to evacuate and for a while was staying in a shelter. And the Dixie Cups, famous for songs like Chapel of Love and Ico Ico, were not in New Orleans when the storm hit, but they lost just about everything.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hit now, hit now, hit now. Ico Ico Ande, Giacomo Fino Anane, Giacomo Finane.
The big-name musicians from the Gulf region make most of their money touring, but there are many others who depend on the New Orleans music scene for their livelihood. All nine members of the Rebirth Brass Band lost their homes. They fled to Houston, Baton Rouge, and Dallas. They managed to regroup to go on a national tour that was scheduled months ago. But Rebirth band leader Philip Frazier says they earn 75% of their income in New Orleans.
People just don't understand, we don't play just in clubs. In New Orleans, we have this thing called second lines. We used to do them every Sunday. We play in parties, bar mitzvahs, birthdays, jazz funerals. I mean, at a drop of a hat, you have a brass band out playing for anything. It's going to hurt a lot.
Several groups are working to help musicians by finding them clothes, housing, instruments, and gigs. One ambitious proposal comes from a musician in Boulder, Colorado. Scott Messersmith, who's originally from New Orleans, wants displaced musicians to relocate there. He went to the Boulder mayor and then to a local housing organization and convinced them to provide more than 25 units for these artists. Messersmith thinks a kind of New Orleans in exile would be good for Boulder.
I know that New Orleans musicians are going to want to stay there. But in the meantime, we've got lots of great venues. We've got lots of great musicians here. You're centrally located. This is a place where, you know, I feel like musicians could come and be quite successful.
Even a New Orleans fixture like DJ Mike Gourier is trying to imagine a life outside of the city. For 24 years, he's hosted a jazz show at public radio station WWOZ and is known throughout the region as Mr. Jazz. Gourier's elderly father died at the VA hospital during Katrina. His mother was taken to a hospital in Arkansas. He himself is in Natchez, Mississippi.
I lost a 30-year collection of music when my house went underwater. I had over 7,000 LPs and almost 10,000 CDs that I've collected over that 30-year period, and it was the meat of my presentation. Unfortunately, things happened, but I'm very optimistic, and the great alto saxophonist Charles McPherson sent me two of his CDs, so that's going to be a start for my new record collection.
Benefits for Hurricane Katrina victims continue. There's one this Saturday at Jazz at Lincoln Center. The concert features celebrities like Bette Midler and James Taylor, alongside such Gulf region musicians as Terrence Blanchard and Buckwheat Zydeco. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You can hear more music from the artists and links to the websites mentioned in this story at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep will be back tomorrow. I'm Renee Montagne.